You are listening to Backspace number 28, a work of fiction. There is a common disclaimer that appears at the beginning of many movies and novels, and it says, "This is a work of fiction. Names, characters, events, and incidents are products of the author's imagination. Any resemblance to actual persons living or dead, or actual events, is purely coincidental." Now, these Backspace podcasts tell the story behind the writing of the core series, so here's another quick disclaimer. If you listen to these Backspace podcasts out of sequence and not after the chapters that precedes each one on the podcast list, you may come across story spoilers. If, however, you are listening to the Backspace podcast in sequence, then you are now in some of the most pivotal chapters in Corvin's second journey into the core. Book 2, The Medallion, begins in a time of crisis, a time of quiet desperation, for Corvin's father is missing and presumed dead. But only Corvin knows his father is still alive and that he must get back to the core in time to save his father's life. His only hope is to finish cutting the channel through to the castle rocks, but his strength is gone and he is running out of time. When the seed to the mother plant takes root and immediately begins producing lumens, he is thankful for the natural refreshment found in that fruit, but the power contained in the seeds is even more attractive. He has been warned many times to never eat the seeds, but his need speaks more strongly and he gives in to the desire. At that point in the story, Corvin lacks the life experience and the knowledge to make a decision with all the factors and possible outcomes considered. Although my book is a work of fiction, I have been close to people who made life-changing decisions early in their life, in a time of relative innocence, decisions that took them into much darker places further down the road. At this point in The Medallion, Corvin has gone to those places in our story, and his eyes have been opened to the extremely negative side of eating the Lumian seeds. His recent encounters with the Broken and the Rakash have enabled him to more fully understand the consequences if he continues going in his present direction. The usual book disclaimer says that any resemblance to actual persons living or dead is purely coincidental, but that is not completely true. For in order for a novel to resonate with its readers and its listeners, that disclaimer should actually read, "If I have written well, you should find in my characters a strong resemblance to the many actual persons in your own life, both living and dead." A story must speak to our common humanity, to the love and anger, compassion we must all work through in our day-to-day lives. A good story enables us to identify with the characters, with the mistakes that we all make, and then with our own gratitude to the people who continue to forgive us and love us and help us to move forward. I hope that my fictional story can be a guiding light to those in the midst of dark times and deep waters, that it can spark conversations that will join us together to our living community and towards positive life choices. This has been Backspace 28, the story behind the core series of books. Thanks for listening.